It's a glass ceiling. Glass ceiling. On Hard Facts. Hard Facts.
Do we protect women from financial sabotage by husbands? How do we protect women from financial sabotage by husbands? You've just heard the business news update. It's a Wednesday. It's 2 minutes, or well, 3 minutes now past 4 o'clock. So you know it's time for the glass ceiling. And on the glass ceiling, we discuss ways to destroy the invisible obstacles that prevent women from achieving social, economic, cultural, and political equality in our society. And today we're talking about financial sabotage. It's a type of financial abuse. Financial abuse is when somebody uses their control over the money that you need to control you and cause you harm. Financial sabotage is when that person stops you from making money for yourself so that you remain under their control. You remain vulnerable to their financial abuse. Now, the reason we're talking about this today is because of a conversation that happened on Twitter. It started when a woman, a chef, tweeted about a conversation that she had with a colleague. She said, quote, "I can never forget someone in my industry telling me to do all the events I can now, because when I get married, there will be days my husband will tell me that I cannot go for an event." I asked her why. Maybe because we had plans or something. She said, no, he can just wake up and decide he doesn't want you to leave the house that day. I was like, "Oh, to spend time with me, Abby?" She said, no. He will go out, but you can't go anywhere. That was when I knew that most women are seeing shege in the name of marriage. End quote. She tweeted that thing, eh? Ha! Social media erupted. Lagos, are women seeing shege? Is this a scenario that you've heard about? Is this a scenario that you have experienced? 0700-993-993-993 for men. Women, call us on 01465-7190. Now, before you say, no, Sandra, that's an isolated case. I've never heard about things like that. More women started telling their stories. Another woman said, quote, "I did a big wedding in 2021. They hired two of us to do desserts. A night before, the event planner calls me and asks if I can take an additional 200 because the second person's husband forbade them from doing the job." End quote. Oh, there's more. There's more. Someone said that in their own parents' marriage, their parent was often stopping their mother from doing things that will help her make money. Someone else said that they had to let go of a babe that comes to the house to plait their hair. One day, her husband will make her miss appointment. The next day, the husband will be loitering around the gate of where she's going for appointment, peeping through the door because the wife is working in the house doing home service. It was so ridiculous, they had to let her go. Here's another one. "I know someone who forbade his wife from attending her father's funeral. Her family came to beg and he insisted on her not attending. He had no reason to do that. He just wanted to be wicked. She went, and when she returned, her clothes were outside." Here's another story from yet another person. "A classmate lived with an aunt who was an engager, a lager. Her husband said the job was not befitting, but she insisted. So before a major event, he would beat her so she literally cannot show her face in public. After a few cancellations, people stopped hiring her." Lagos. I took this matter to our group chat. You know that my group chat now. Those of you who listen to The Step Down know about my group chat. That's where my girls and I have our real talk. And Omo, the girls were telling me things. Apparently, this is very common. It is very common for men whose wives are contractors, vendors, event planners, do businesses like that. Their husbands will randomly stop them from executing jobs. Can you imagine someone doing their business, building a reputation, taking deposits from customers? I had a pastor, the chief pastor at Elevation Church, Pastor Godman, at an event that I was moderating for Global Citizen. And he shared a story of this woman who is a caterer. And on the Saturday morning that she had to go and deliver food at a wedding, they were in her house cooking the food. And the husband came out, beat her, stripped her naked in front of her staff, poured the food that she was cooking to go and deliver at a wedding on her and on the floor. And because of that, this woman could not deliver food to that wedding. That wedding did not have food for their wedding. Can you imagine someone doing that to you just all of a sudden? Let's talk a bit, Lagos. What do you think about these stories? What do you think about that advice that the first chef received from her older colleague? Do you think that that's good advice? Does that advice reflect a reality in our society where husbands just stop their wives from doing their businesses to the max? Have you heard about stories like this happening? Have you experienced a story like this yourself? How frequently does things like this happen? How frequently do they happen? And in your opinion, how should married women, because we're talking about married women now, how should married women protect themselves against this? Omo, imagine, Jesus, Lagos, imagine having to think about how to protect yourself and your business from your husband. Omo, Lagos, women, I better call me on 01465-7190. It's fine if you want to be anonymous. Perhaps this is something that you're dealing with yourself and you want to share your story anonymously. That's fine. 01465-7190 for women. Men, call us on 0700-993-993-993. We also have WhatsApp. And on WhatsApp, of course, you can share your thoughts. Please give us a call on WhatsApp as well. I'm trying to remember my WhatsApp number. I always forget it. Once I'm not on air for a while, I forget the WhatsApp number. So please, someone should please text me the WhatsApp number so that I can call it out on air. 99.3, hello. Hello. How are you? What's your name?
Fine. Good evening.
Good evening. What's your name?
My name is Aziz from Jakonde.
Aziz, what do you think about these stories you just heard? All right, we lost the connection to Aziz. 99.3, hello. Hello, good evening. Welcome. Hello. Oh, call us back if you can. I really want to hear from you. We've got a message here on WhatsApp that says our culture and tradition is the cause of it. Our culture, no, they give woman a chance like that. Chooks, with that message, Chooks, thank you very much. This message says, it's not an isolated case, so my husband asked me not to work. At the end of the day, he stopped dropping feeding money. At the end of the day, I learned sewing. Much later, I dusted my certificate and I went back to school. My life is gradually changing positively. Each time he sees me going for job-related outing, his attitude changes for the worst. Ooh, I'm really sorry you're experiencing that. 99.3, hello. Hello.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening. What's your name, sir?
I'm Abdul.
Abdul, what do you think about these stories you're hearing?
Well, the thing is, quite a number of reasons could be responsible.
Okay.
For men taking such decisions.
Okay.
Sometimes you discover that some cases are the result of you know, a very poor upbringing of the male, you know. Some of them have grown up to, you know, in this male chauvinism. They believe that the man is the alpha and omega of any family. So they don't tend to see anything wrong in what they are doing. You get the point. Then some other times you discover that some women, you know, push their husbands to begin to cut them out from doing some of those things. For example, a woman who goes out and is doing something else, like, you know, like extramarital affairs. So you discover that some of those men will begin to cut them out, you know, from doing businesses that will make them to go out of the home. So it's kind of multifaceted. You can't really, it depends on every case that you'll be able to actually tackle and see what the problems could be.
So how do we,
the onus is on every parent now to have the responsible upbringing of their children. For example, I have two kids. I have a boy and I have a girl.
Okay.
And I raise my boy to be, you know, as loving and as responsible as possible. There's no difference. As far as I'm concerned, there's no difference between a boy and a girl.
Okay.
You're a child. You have to do everything that a girl does.
Okay.
And as a girl, you have to do everything that a boy does.
Okay.
So there's no difference.
Okay. Thank you very much for calling. What an important way to start the conversation, huh? We've got an anonymous caller on the line. Anonymous is gone. Sorry about that. Call us back if you can. We've got Abdurrahman Oseni on the line. Abdurrahman, welcome.
Oh, Sandra.
Yes.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Thanks for bringing up this topic.
Yes.
It's. I think it's high time that. Okay, let me start from the fact that if you are in that kind of relationship, you need to run for your life.
You need to run, okay.
You need to run because what the man is aiming to is to turn you into a dependent.
Okay.
Because at the end of the day, You are not stable financially. If you are not stable financially, if he does anything, you are at his beck and call. So, because you can't do anything on your own. So, if he messes up, you can't go anywhere.
Right.
And that is the end point. There is a particular one that just happened of recent.
Okay.
The man stopped the wife from working.
Okay.
After some years,
okay,
he just decided one day that the woman should back out.
Okay.
And you know, if the woman is somebody who is well-to-do financially, okay, she can just pack her bag and go. But now, just because of her flimsy excuse,
right,
she told that to move and she has to start begging.
Right.
But if she is financially stable, she can move and start her life all over again.
So your advice to women who are married, who are in this situation, is to find a way to get out of that situation.
Get out of it, because you will not stop until you are like a pauper.
Oh, sorry about that. But Abdurrahman, thank you very much for calling. I want to take as many calls as possible. Our WhatsApp number, thank you so much to this person who sent it to me on WhatsApp. Our WhatsApp number is 0809-597-5805. 0809-597-5805. Interesting points of view, perspectives from two callers so far. 99.3, hello.
Hello,
thank you for calling.
Yeah, my name is Chloe.
Welcome.
Thank you. Okay, Madam Sandra,
yes.
I think I can also call this financial suppression.
Okay.
You know, I'm going to use myself as an example.
Okay.
And my friends.
Okay.
Let me say, 2 years plus married, and I have a baby girl.
Okay.
But before we got married, I discussed with my husband, so he told me opening something for me wasn't a problem. But right now, it's a problem.
Okay.
And that is why I've made up my mind not to have further kids until I get myself out of this.
Okay.
You know? Because I see myself, you know, not being financially able to cater for little things to myself and for the poor baby. So I don't I don't see it quite appealing to married women not being able to provide for themselves, you know, financially. So I think another way we can, you know, tackle this is for one to like pass off something between the person can, would I say, meet, or the person could also relate to friends or family members so that they could assist if possible, instead of depending on the so-called husband, I'm sorry to say that, you know. So I think that could also help.
Okay, all right. Thank you very much. So she says that personally she's decided to not have any more children until she can be financially capable of taking care of herself. She's also said that perhaps what women can do is build a community for themselves, you know, their friends, their family members, so that they're not too dependent on their husbands or more. Lagos, na husband do, na person where you marry be that too. Lagos, na husband. Like, how have women gotten to a point where they now have to plan away from their husbands? Lagos, how you see them? Let's talk to a few more people. 99.3, hello. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. Good evening.
Hello.
Good evening. What's your name, ma'am?
Patricia Vivian.
Welcome. Go ahead, please.
Okay. So, me, I want to share my story about my dad.
Okay, your dad, okay.
Yes. So, like, my dad got married to my mom. So, they were doing well, fine, they were okay. So, my dad now was having an affair with another woman. Yes, so, my mom do go to church.
Okay.
So by then my dad allowed her to go to church.
Okay.
So this woman that my dad was having an affair with her, when the woman she was married, she would tell her husband that she is going to church. So she would tell her husband that she is going to church. So she will now, that woman that my dad is having an affair with her, she told her own husband that she is going to church. She will now come to my daddy's place. She will come and stay with your dad. Yes. So my dad now told my mom that to stop going to church. She will not be going to church again because of women. My mom should not be going to church again. And you know that my mom, she did not go to church for years. So like when we grew up, because I wasn't staying with them. So I asked them what happened that my mom is not going to church. They now told me that this is what happened. My mom told me that this is what happened. That my dad said that the woman, if my mom goes to church now, she will lie and say she's in the church, but right now she was not. With another man.
So because he was cheating on your mother with a woman from church, he started projecting onto your mother that if she goes to church, that's how she'll be cheating with a man from church as well. And so because of that, banned her completely from going to church. And your mother also adhered to the ban, didn't go to church for years.
Because the man is the owner of the house, is the one. She was afraid of him. That's the reason.
Thank you so much, Anonymous, for calling to share your story. It's not quite the same thing, but it's also like a removal of agency, you know? So marriage in a prison, eh? Is that what you are telling our young women who are listening to the show? Do you know why I'm doing Because I'm not going to say it. My God. Oh, interesting stuff. Lagos, are you hearing these stories? We have a break coming up in 1 minute 34 seconds. I don't think that's enough time to take other calls. But I've got so many messages, so let me take some of them. This message says, Sandra, this topic is a serious issue and we need to look into it in a different angle. Well, I had hoped that you would have typed out the angle for us so that we'll take it live on the show. If you can, please type it back. Barrister Omoshebi says, do you know it's a criminal offense to prevent or disallow your spouse from working? It is? I didn't know that. Thank you for teaching me something new. I'll reach out to this Barrister. Oh, Barrister Omoshebi is somebody who comes on air on Saturday here on Nigeria Info to talk about this thing, and he says it, apparently, according to this listener. Interesting. I didn't know that. This one says, Sandra, this topic now sensitive one. May God help our women. My brother. Ochuna Wata says, my only advice is let everyone be mature before marriage, because you won't marry someone you can't trust. What causes all of this is lack of trust. Okay, thank you very much. Amodu says, as a student of gender studies, it's amazing to discover how insecure the male species can be. The woman or girl just needs to know what she wants for life and ensure that everyone around her understands and respects that. Men around here need so much education and reorientation. Amodu, with that comment there. Okay. Well, here's a comment that says, Sandra, as much as we discuss the problem, let's discuss the solution. Women, stop marrying fools. Wahoo. Strong words from this person. They didn't leave their name, but thank you for sending your message. Here's a message from Kenneth. Kenneth says, I only told my wife not to make up because I like her natural beauty, and she stopped. She told me to stop drinking alcohol. I also stop. We need to listen to ourselves. Okay. Let's take this break. When we come back, I want to address this comment from Kenneth. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili Lagos. You're listening to The Glass Ceiling on Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
We're back on 99.3 Nigeria Info. This is The Glass Ceiling, a ceiling on Hard Facts.
Hello, Lagos. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, and every Wednesday at 4 o'clock, we bring you The Glass Ceiling. Today, I'm asking, how do we protect women from financial sabotage by their husbands? And I explained to you before the break what financial sabotage is. Financial sabotage is a type of financial abuse. And financial abuse is when somebody uses their control over the money that you need to control you or to cause you harm. Financial sabotage is when that person stops you from making money for yourself, so you remain vulnerable to their financial abuse. And the reason we're having this conversation, like I said before the break, is that a chef came on Twitter to tell us that her senior colleague told her that all the events she wants to cook for, she should do it before she gets married, though, because there are days when her husband will tell her, you can't go for this event. When the chef asked the older married woman, why? Is it maybe because we planned something or, you know, something like that? The chef, older colleague, chef lady said, no. He can just wake up and decide he doesn't want you to leave the house that day. And this young woman was like, so I can spend time with him, I think. She said, he will go out, but you can't go anywhere. And this chef ended her story by saying, that was when I knew that most women are seeing shege in the name of marriage, end quote. And I asked you before the break, is this a scenario that you have heard about? Is it a scenario that you've experienced? I got lots of interesting calls. Lots of interesting calls before the break. Now, I know for a fact that this is not an isolated case, because lots of women started sharing their stories online once that first story was tweeted. And I read the different examples for you. But here's another example. I did a big wedding in 2021. They hired two of us to do desserts. A night before, the event planner called me and asked me if I can take an additional 200 because the second person's husband forbade her from doing the job, end quote. Another person shared the story of her auntie being an alaga, somebody that performs at engagements. I think they're popular in Yoruba culture. And this woman was stopped from going to her functions by her husband because her husband said, "This is not befitting of you." Do you know how her husband stopped her? Every morning before she goes for her event, he will beat her, punch her eye, punch everywhere, blue and black, so she cannot go. After a while, people stopped calling her to come and do events. And like I told you before the break, I took this thing to my group chat. And the gists were plenty. Apparently, it is very common for men whose wives are contractors, vendors, event planners, business women, just randomly stop them from executing their jobs. Can you imagine? You build a reputation, you do a business, you take deposits from customers, you get ready to deliver, and suddenly your husband says you're not going anywhere. Is there a way to protect women from financial sabotage by their husbands? When you hear an advice like the advice from the older married woman to the young chef, you know, saying to her, do all the events you want to do now before you marry. Do you think that that's good advice? Do you think that that advice reflects a reality in our society where husbands just stop their wives from doing their business to the max? Have you heard of stuff like that happening? Have you experienced it yourself? How should married women protect themselves against this? And it's difficult for me to see married women protect yourselves against this, but Omo, see where we do now. 0700-993-993-993. And I know the ads were long, and so we didn't get the time to really get into it. And we have another ad coming up in a short minute. But I think this is a conversation that has so many tentacles, and I want to come back to it, you know? 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Good to have you on the show. What's your name?
Yeah, Sandra. Mm. Let me remain on animals.
Welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah. See, the moment women stand up and demand for their rights, all this nonsense will come to an end. Yes. You know that when I got married, my husband, as a graduate, but he said that I should not work. I want me to sit and chat. He's capable of doing everything. He can do this, can do that. I was just laughing. So I'd not even listen to him. I started doing my work, doing small as in my business. If he left, I would do it without him knowing that I'm doing something. When he lost his job, I am the one that helped him. He's not even say, oh, I remember that I tell you not to work. You don't even know, everyone that is coming in is for me. I keep on pushing. See, it's from the women. If women can be able to stand up and say, no, I cannot do this.
Mm.
At least they will stop, yes. They will stop it. Because most men, have you asked yourself, why is it that when they want to marry, they will go to the remotest part of the country to go and look for a wife?
Mm.
Someone that they will intimidate.
Mm.
Someone that doesn't know their rights so that they can see. Stand on their right, they can intimidate them, they can push them anyhow. But if women can be able to stand up, just do something, begin to do something by yourself without looking at a man or into dependence. That's when all this thing will come to an end.
All right, thank you very much. Oh, sorry, Anonymous, thank you very much for calling though. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. What's your name, sir?
My name is Ashafa.
Welcome.
Calling from Abulegba.
Good to have you on the show. Go ahead.
Okay. Sandra, thank you very much for this topic.
Okay.
See, I'm a widower.
Okay.
I lost my wife in 2016.
I'm sorry for your loss.
I hate men that prevent their wife from working. So I tried all I could for this woman. I established for her twice. She squandered all the money she bought from the business in the name of, because on Monday morning I discovered when I went to work on Monday morning, people tell me, you do go on gospel preaching, listening this and that from church, No one lied. So the third time I tried to explain to establish for her, I called the family. I'm sorry for taking your time. What I wanted to do then. Before she died, I think the last one happened 2016. She found out everything about that business. After I lost her, I think it was last year, I met a lady. She was not working. She was working in the Phoenix station. I tried as much as possible to establish for her. She told me she was going to somewhere in the state to buy rice and boil rice and bring granite oil in the box. I tried to do the same thing to establish for her. She still did the same thing that my late woman did. So maybe it's my luck because I hate a woman that doesn't work. I don't know why. I don't like it. I like a family that the husband and the woman will be working so that things will be easy. It's not just easy for one man.
What do you think women in that situation should do? How should women protect themselves from husbands that don't want them to work or sabotage their work?
Madam, you sit your husband down. Talk to him extensively. If it requires you calling one or two friends or family friends to call me to the matter, let him see the reason why you should be of help. I ask a people why you should be of help to the family. It depends on the way you approach the matter, the way you present the matter to the man. Wallahi. It depends on the way, because I have a friend that the wife called me. When the wife called me, I called my friend. I talked to my friend. Today, the woman is gainfully employed. The woman is working. So I hate men that prevent their wife from working. It's what I'm suffering because I'm looking for an industrious woman. I need a woman that is totally independent. That can do anything without me.
Okay.
Wallahi.
Thank you very much.
And it's what I'm suffering today.
Thank you very much for calling. I appreciate you calling and sharing your story. And again, sorry for your loss. We have a break coming up, but don't worry, Lagos, this topic is big. So we'll come back to it next week. I'll also address next week this comment from Kenneth. Kenneth says that he once told his wife not to make up because he likes her natural beauty. And she stopped. She told me to stop drinking alcohol. I also stopped. We need to listen to ourselves. But you see... Anyway, next week. Next week, Wednesday, when I come back to this topic. Yes, next week, throughout next week, I'm on air because there are no World Cup matches during my belt. The World Cup matches start at 7:45 or so. So I'll be on air Monday consistently. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, I'll be on air. Tomorrow, I'm also on air from 3 p.m. So make sure you're here. We're going to take a look at the flooding situation all over the country, see how things have been handled, see what people are doing in the aftermath of the flood. Let's take a break now. When we come back, let's talk about this CBN policy about going cashless.